Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early fires to first and picks off Higgins. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, Tigers, 1. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoover scores. Wakefield moves to third. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Early hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Early reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early moves to third. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-3 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Clary reaches second base with a double. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Clary moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Clary scores. It's Senators, 2, Tigers, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.